Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we review our favorite RPGs, collectible card games, MMOs, video games, PC games, and bring up interesting topics and things that we'd like to share with everyone. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplayandpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Welcome to Star Wars Edge of Empire, Scum and Villainy.
Okay,
so Vasu,
that is a joke.
Do you head on down to the...
You're the only one that can fly, so...
Actually, I do have some piloting skills.
Yes, you get to make all
Do you head on down to the dry dock?
Yes.
Okay, because literally to do the transponder, they're going to have to shut your engine down. So it's going to be a while.
I will go with her, make sure that we know.
Okay. You pull into this super, super retro tech hangar area where you can tell it's super, super bare bones. The shield that's keeping the atmosphere in here is kind of sketching on and off a little hint.
Oh, that is dangerous.
Sort of like a Total Recall original thing.
Yeah. And as you get there, you notice you park your ship as... You see two Jawas come out with little glow sticks, and they're guiding you where to park.
Okay.
The red zone is for loading and unloading.
The white zone.
Don't give me this red zone.
It's like,
you have to file the paperwork.
You want me to get to the portion.
As soon as you...
Airplane?
I know.
As soon as you park, you see a guy coming down on a... He's got a load-bearing vest that he's hooked into a cable. And he's actually got the controller for the cable, and he's lowering him onto the ground.
Okay.
Where he disconnects the cable and sends the cable back up to the ceiling.
He picks up the transponder.
And you see him, like, pushing the Jawas out of the way, kicking one, and he basically waves for you to come on out.
What species is he?
He's Duros.
What is that?
Basically, they're the blue ones. They're hairless with a big head and big eyes.
Yeah.
They're really good pilots.
Okay.
Corellians basically learn their awesome piloting skill from the Duros. Any Duros would tell you.
Corellians humans.
Yes.
Corellians
are Corellian humans are known for piloting.
They're basically the hot shot.
They're Han Solos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The hot rodders of the pilot of the human world.
Yeah.
They blazed hyperlanes. They created paths. Because only Corellians were daring enough. Well, he comes up and says, Welcome. I see your ship's going to... And he pulls out a sheet, taps it. The compensation. I like that. So, I'm going to need you to power down your ship engines, and it's going to take about 48 hours to get the transponder adjusted.
48 hours. All right. Hold it. Would I know that that's about right?
Yeah, that's about right. To do it safely.
Yeah.
Power down the engine. Do
so,
it.
While he's doing that, I'm going to just ask the dude, because he works here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I saw those Imperial ships out here. What are they doing here?
That's right.
Oh, it's Quinn Station. It's basically... The Empire's presence within Hutt space. The Hutts allow them to use this place as sort of a neutral territory. So that way the Empire says that they're doing their job here and the Hutts can, you know, say they're cooperating with the Empire's laws. Like, no slavery.
Now, in the current out of character, in the current timeline, the Empire is still totally in charge.
Yeah.
This
is literally... 2 days after the Battle of Yavin, first Death Star destroyed.
Okay.
So not that Hutt space is really hearing about that, because that news is going to take a while to travel.
Hutt space is pretty much the last free, you know. Yeah, we're totally following Empire room.
Yeah, as long as we can pay off those Imperial bureaucrats to stay out of our business.
Don't pay attention
and
we're giving weapons
that they
to
have
rebels.
Two Star Destroyers there.
Well, they're
excessive for the Outer Rim.
Well, they're here for dry dock. This is basically...
Yeah,
this station is the middle of if you want to go into the Empire or if you want to go into Hutt space.
So it's Deep Space Nine.
Exactly. It's the halfway location.
Okay.
And it's also got some of the best dry docks in the area that can actually service, you know, large craft.
Like Star Destroyers.
Yeah. And he basically barks some orders, and four little Jawas start running in with some toolboxes and cargo parts. Your little R2 droid is not happy about the Jawas.
So should we find a hotel?
Yeah. We
your droid doesn't...
Your Twi'lek has an R2 unit? I call him RG.
Oh, that's cute.
He's
R8G3.
He doesn't want to stay on the ship alone.
You mean Rage?
So I'll look
RG.
At these. I'll
Rage.
Look at these guys. I'm going to go get some spending
RG.
Money.
Okay.
I will
well,
go
basically, in. Now that you're dropping off the ship, he's prefer if you guys vamoose
yeah,
so can do his work.
Yeah. I'm going to get us some spending money. I'm heading back to
the I will go with you. Make sure you do not
okay.
die.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are heading off. He's like,
if you die, that throws our whole group agreement off. We
if you need it, the lift's over that way, but you have to take 3 lifts to get back up to the low levels of the station.
That's fine.
You two, do we know of any places we can rest?
I would know. I would, you know, since I've been on the station a while.
I'm
going to
go
know
get
where,
some spending money.
I will go with you.
You know that there's, if you want to just go hang out somewhere, there's a place called the Telefax Inn. It's basically the equivalent of a Star Wars sports bar.
Okay, you guys
okay,
go,
let's go there.
But
you
it's
guys go
kind
there,
of rough
I'm
and tumble.
Going to go get us some spending
yeah. Oh,
money.
Rough and tumble. Then they have gambling?
There's usually
yeah.
it's betting on games, but
no.
there is some
I'm
going to
go gamble.
I will
he
go with
okay,
you.
Okay, you're
gamble.
Going to the casino?
Do you and I want to go to...
I will go with you. Make sure you do not die.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the casino or do you want to go to the...
Let's go to the bar.
You and I go to the bar. I think you and I have a lot in common. We both are...
You're not a...
Clanless.
Mm-hmm. Clanless.
Well, you don't speak Twi'lek, so you don't know that your name is.
Yeah, but I speak.
Clanless, disgusting.
We all
yeah,
speak basic.
Who would leave their kaijak?
Because no, very few people.
That goes
speak
against
Saturday.
Every law.
That's just insane to leave your clan.
Insane.
Yeah.
Because who's going to have your back?
Oh,
if
I didn't
not
leave
clan?
My clan.
your
clan
left you.
It.
A clan.
No, I'm still
ridiculous.
Part of the clan. They just didn't want me around.
Okay, so we're going to go play some cards.
Okay, so you guys are splitting up.
Well, you're going to play cards. I'm going to make sure you don't die.
So the hut's going to go with you?
Mm-hmm.
I was
Do we get our guns back since we're not in...
Yes.
You don't... Well, you guys got your guns back, but you know as soon as you go up to that level, you're not going to be allowed to have weapons, so do you leave them on your ship?
Well, wait, are we going to that level, or is there any place we can gamble in the seedy area?
You can gamble in the seedy area if you want to have your weapons with you.
I'd suggest that.
Let's do that.
That's
I'll do that.
Yeah, that sounds...
That's where I'm.
So you guys
so
are
in our bar. We can't have our gun blasters.
Oh yes, we can.
In that bar, you can't.
Oh,
you
then
can't,
let's go
where
they're
going.
You
can have pistols
have a bar too.
In that, in
yeah.
the sports bar, you can have pistols
well,
and swords.
Just don't
you
cram my style.
Have,
I need some space.
Think about it. You can't
no
bring an assault rifle with you.
I'm
right?
trying to,
and that's what a
party
is.
So we can do two
okay,
different
well,
things.
And that's
once.
What his
okay.
rifle.
If you guys are going with us, then we're not doing what we have to.
Yeah,
I'm going to.
Basically, it's along the lines of because
okay.
if you're armed, everyone else is armed.
Okay, you two go and
you two
get
go
some
and get rooms
get
and stuff
rumors and stuff.
Information. We get he gets money.
Okay.
I protect him.
All right,
from
I'll lock up my carbine.
Okay.
Okay, because just remember, it's not like you're expecting huge amounts of danger. And...
No,
okay.
I always
so, time for some
danger.
Gambling.
Okay.
I will sit next to him, make sure he will not die.
Okay. So, all right. So, you guys go to the Musty Minock.
Okay.
Scuzzy little gambling joint.
Cool.
It's got hollow vids of showing different
Can
races.
Can you say that name again?
Scuzzy.
Can you say that name again?
No.
The Scuzzy Minock.
The Scuzzy Minock. You like that?
Okay, so.
Okay, so you see that there's quite a few games going on. The holovids are showing various races going on, you know, around the different planets.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, a couple stripper poles with some strippers of various races doing their stripper pole dance. Okay. And you notice one guy, he's at a poker table, he just folds up his sabak cards, throws it down on the table, and says,
I'm out!
And perfect timing, like
okay.
meant to happen.
So
he walks out as you walk in.
Is there a table near where they're gambling that I can sit down and make sure that I'm making sure he don't die?
There's some seats up against the stripper stage that is really near his seat.
Yeah.
That is a great position. I will sit there.
Okay.
I'll totally be...
I have your back, buddy. What?
Boom!
They're dragging my body out.
I'm watching you. Good game.
Okay.
Good game.
Oh.
Good game.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Show what for, buddy. Oh, wait, where'd you go?
Always okay, so you're going to start playing some Sadak.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the wager going to be?
Okay, I have 10 credits left.
So. Okay, so it's going to start the pool pretty slow there on 10 credits.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I don't know where I put credit.
Go ahead and roll.
You know what? I'll throw down... Oh, wait, no, I can't throw down. Yeah, that's because I'm not betting. I'm making sure you don't die.
Are you throwing any money?
I'll give you 10 credits.
Okay.
You're going to give him 10 credits?
I have 90 credits left.
Are you going to give any to the stripper who's working her butt off?
I will give. Yeah. I have 80 credits left.
You are her favorite patron because she hasn't gotten that much from anybody all night.
Okay, we're going to start at 30.
Yep, so go ahead and roll this guy to start, the white dice.
Okay.
Hey.
Because these are results. She's doing the shifting.
Two whites. One black.
And a black. Okay, so for the whites, you can now roll your cool.
Is this the
result? Okay. Versus.
It's just going to be you roll your cool versus theirs.
Okay.
So he's gambling?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So for each of your whites, you can change basically a failure. You do roll. A purple, and two purple, and a red.
Whoa.
But with your two whites, you can change a failure into a success or a...
Okay. So success, triumph.
Oh, triumph.
Yeah.
You could change that failure into a success.
So if you would like, yes. You can change these... Well, you can change use this to change the two threats that you rolled into advantage.
Yes, advantage.
Basically, you just cleaned up on this one.
Okay.
Okay, so not only did you get the 50 credits that was in the pool...
Okay.
But one of the guys actually kind of was suckered by you, and you got Sabak. You got a natural 23 on your deck and instantly won Belong Everybody out of the water.
I'm gonna stop paying attention to the stripper.
You're giving yourself advantage.
This was Battlestar Galactica. He had a full period pyramid with a capstone.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll again for the next hand. How much are you betting on this one?
We need money, so I'm gonna bet all 50.
What would I roll to see any of them want to kill him because they think he's cheating.
Yes.
Is it obvious?
That's
you could roll. Give me a perception.
I know what that is.
It's up.
I have it. Against two purples?
Against, just average two purples.
Okay, do I roll this thing?
Would I get a bonus?
No, basically,
Would I get a bonus since obviously they're in shock?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good poker
face. Really. Not
just...
really. I won't give you disadvantage for the
so stripper. One success.
You notice they're not happy about losing to this guy, but as soon as he goes, okay, all in, they're like, okay, we're going to get our money back. Okay, so they each pop in 50 credits each.
I'm watching you, buddy.
Okay.
The game is going.
We need money, too, so I can always switch a light side.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
I would like some dark side points. I really would, since you have all light side.
I just need one more, because we need money.
So upgrade a...
Green to a yellow.
Green to yellow. If you don't have that, you can upgrade to another green.
Okay, sure. Nice. Okay. No.
No. That's
you
just a threat.
You succeed.
Success.
But you generated two threat.
Okay.
So
they are getting angry.
Yes.
You succeed, but because of this on your... you're going to get a black die because basically they're getting angry at you.
Okay, that's fine.
You're noticing they're like, son of a bitch.
Again, okay. So.
Just made 250 credits off us on the second round.
So I'm up to 300 credits.
Yep.
Okay.
So now do any of them look like they want to kill him?
They don't look like they want to kill him, but they're getting really, really unhappy.
You start paying less attention to the stripper. More on making sure you don't die.
So how much are you going to bet this round?
So I don't have an advantage now.
You now have a black die, actually.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to pull this.
Bet another 50.
How much are you going to bet?
Bet another 50.
No one to hold them.
No one to fold them. No one to run away.
No one to walk away.
I'll bet another 50.
No one to run.
You never count your credits.
Yeah.
When you're sitting at the table,
turn one of those purple to
when
a red.
When the demon's done.
That's fine.
I'm upgrading the difficulty on this one. Just because.
If you lose, just say one of them's a cheater.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
That's awesome.
Gary's eyes just glowed.
Thank
Fred, just like his character.
Okay. What I did? No.
Well,
you succeeded.
You succeeded.
No, it's the triangles that take those out.
You took a lot of threat.
Okay, so they're gonna draw on us.
Okay, so
I get another 300.
No, you bet 50.
I bet 50, so that turns into
another 250.
Okay, so yeah, you got another 250, and these people are getting pissed
with that many.
The thing is, you've got
550.
Six threat.
Yeah, they're gonna kill me. Shit.
They're gonna draw on us. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so not only are you gonna automatically have to upgrade the difficulty to your next roll, basically turn one of your purple into a red, you're gonna have to do that twice.
Yeah.
So you're rolling.
Are they really not gonna draw on him?
They're not gonna draw on him, but it's gonna be three red he's rolling on this
really?
Hand.
Really?
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 Well, you got six. Okay, fine.
Yeah, they're not drawing yet. But it's going to be six red, and we're going to see what's... three red dice he's rolling, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Okay, this time just bet like 20.
So it's two yellow versus three red.
We're going to just walk away, too.
You can do that. You know they're getting...
We don't walk away till we lose.
No,
that's
he floats away.
Yeah.
No, we don't walk away till we lose.
As soon as you start to walk
away... Walking away might piss them off.
One of the guys reached out to grab your wrist and say, we don't... Oh,
is he gonna?
He's reaching to grab you, saying, "It's too soon for you to walk
Boom,
away."
Boom. Okay.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna shoot him.
Go ahead and give me a ranged light.
Okay,
it's
gonna
be one purple because you are at.
I get advantage when I do quick draw.
Yes, you do.
So quick draw is incidental. Both.
Uh huh. So you pull both your guns out.
I'm gonna shoot him right in the face. And I get an advantage. I get advantage for.
Being and acting before he does, because you're improved quick draw.
Mm-hmm.
So, range light with a blue against one purple.
Okay.
This will not be pretty.
Well, he was.
He wasn't wanting you to leave the table before you know they had a chance to win back their money. Apparently, he's being taught the error of his ways.
Yeah. So.
By
murder, death, kill.
People
murder,
need to
death,
know kill. Your limits. So,
NDK.
So,
NDK.
So it's two, two yellow, and I get a blue versus opponents I haven't acted yet.
Yep.
And I get a minus, I can spend a critical if I do.
Yeah, you get an empty crit. Wow.
So I just see this.
Yeah, so I just...
You look up at the stripper,
I just
and then the hut turns around as he sees you pulling both out of the guy's face, gangster
yeah.
style.
I was watching him.
Well, I don't have to shoot him, though. I can just tell him.
You don't have to shoot him.
You don't have to shoot him. I mean...
Just shoot him.
As two guns appear in your hands as his hand was still on the other table reaching for where your wrist was.
I will then pull up.
And you see the hand start shaking as he realizes there's one barrel pointed at each eye.
Wait, I'm just going to stare at him and
wait until he starts pulling it back.
And he slowly slides his hands
I'm going to make sure his friends don't have
I guess
guns.
He's done at the table, boys.
His friends.
They're not his friends. These are actually gamblers.
I spin him, put the guns back, and then just take the money and walk away.
Okay, and you notice the bar is completely dead silent.
Yeah.
And everyone...
You were this close to me shooting your head off.
Everyone, except the stripper dancing for the hut, is looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah, they know we're here.
You're going to get out of the door. Goodbye.
As all of a sudden, from everyone holding their breath, the oxygen level in the room just went up and your eyes just start to glow a little brighter red.
Like I said, go out.
Yeah, so he's kind of pushing.
Pudge of the Hut gets behind you and says, time to go. Pudge says, go.
Obviously, you do not have good self-control.
No, I haven't.
Okay, and...
I'm away.
They kind of grumble a lot as you're walking away.
Okay, so... Oh, they're going to come back for me. I know that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Same place tomorrow.
That's fine. They're going to come for us. That's okay.
Okay.
But that's okay. If they come for you, then you get to steal whatever credit they have left.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So, what were you guys doing while this was happening down at the cantina?
Having non-alcoholic beverage at the bar
and listening to cool rumors,
and also getting a place where we can sleep for 48 hours.
Oh, I'm sure I still have a crash pad there.
There's a flop house.
Is that big for all four of us? No.
Well, make sure it'll just be comfy. It'll be a little cozy.
Basically,
we've got two other people.
Basically, she's using this small, empty warehouse storage unit as a crash pad.
Exactly.
That is no.
Do you want to use it or do you want to pay for an actual room?
We've got five credits. We're paying.
We're paying.
Is no place for a hut.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we roll back in. And
okay,
I've got
for
money.
200 credits, you can get a decent hotel room
for
each
all
of us.
No, we need one to share.
Okay.
If you want one for all of you, it's going to cost a little more.
We've got 200 credits, so we'll get a room.
Okay. You have 500 credits.
Yes, but you're
going to
spend 200.
Yeah.
You want to keep some pocket change.
I'm just saying, you do not.
You
got to
feed a hut, you know, space noodles.
So I'll spend 200 credits to get a
okay.
Room.
So
we are living really close to the bone.
All of a sudden, it just is. Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh!
Chiba Hut.
The Chibi
it's
Hut.
Chibi
Hut.
Isn't that
it's
a
so
name of
cute.
A place?
Chibi
Hut. Chibi
the Chibi Hut.
Chiba Hut.
Chibi the Hut. Okay, so as the gambler gets in touch with you guys, he's like, hey guys, it was good at the tables.
I don't think I say anything cool. I think
okay.
I just sit down at the I sit down at the bar with them and I
so were you guys
slide
at the same
money.
City place or were we
no,
going
no,
to
no,
place?
No, we were at the
sports bar.
At the sports bar?
That, yeah.
That okay, well, you were
so,
there.
Inn, you call
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Then I spend 200 for the thing, and I give 50 to each of you guys. So I slide
okay.
50 towards you, 50 towards you, 50 towards you.
You know,
so,
you know, a lot of that money came...
Is her data pad the same as, like, a handheld comlink?
No,
I have
a comlink, which is separate.
She has
okay,
a comlink.
I have a comlink, too.
Her
so
data pad is basically a tablet.
Yeah, you know, okay. you know, a lot of that money
but
did come from my 10 credit
slicer,
investment.
So
yeah.
It's a hacking tablet.
Yeah,
while
you're
there, basically, you notice that there's betting going on for the galactic races, and there's talk of, you know, some of the new races coming up in the near future. You know, Corellian Run is coming up in 6 months. The big Corellian race.
Betting on races is for suckers, unless
no.
you...
No, no, not the Kessel Run.
Betting on race, I look... Disdainfully, idiots betting on races.
I'm gonna bet on a race.
That's just random. Yeah.
So,
okay. I mean,
and
fix it.
You even see that they've got this little betting table. It looks almost like a air hockey table, except on this table they have a bunch of people gathered around getting ready to bet races. You know, they're calling colors and throwing chips out there, and a guy's taking bets. And all of a sudden, you see some point, some guy guesses. And go! And you see a bunch of people on one end of the table drop some wooden bowls down. And then they lift it up, and you see these...
Critters?
Leech-like slugs. Kind of slowly crawling across the table. As people go to the bar and get drinks.
Have eyes?
They're not...
They're not huts.
No, of course not. They can't be...
That would be...
They're not
bad.
Like, they're distant cousins, like you know, like just like slugs or snails.
They're just like slugs.
I'm going to bet 10 credits. Which one looks the coolest?
You think the purple veiny one that's got throbby purple veins is the coolest?
Everyone thinks they get a bet on that one. Always bet on red. Bet on
give me
red.
A perception. See how good of a pick you did with your 10 credit bet. Unfortunately, Speedy is one of the winners, so it's only 3-1 odds.
Particular.
It's against two purple.
Always bet on red.
Always bet on red.
Ah, see? Always bet on red. 3 successes.
All right, 3 successes. You get 30 credits because your slug... Now, this is like an hour later. Your slug crosses the finish line first.
Always bet on... Wait, no, we have to... And then I said to her, that's not your hut. Ah...
And just all of a sudden you glance back at the table and we see your guy cross the finishing line and people start cheering because people were eating while the slugs were slowly going across the table.
Always bet on red.
Anyone going to point out it was purple? Okay, so as you guys enjoy that, all of a sudden you get a...
Well, how many credits did he win?
He won 30 credits. His
cool.
10 got him 30.
I just turned 10 credits into 30 credits.
Whoa!
Always bet on red.
After waiting an hour for the slug to cross the
a
finish line.
A purple slug.
Well, I feel that because he knows slugs, he...
Yeah.
You called me a cheater?
No.
Just because I know slugs
you
better.
Just have an educated knowledge
and
of...
All of a sudden, one of the guys there, his slug was still at the starting line after an hour. And he's
alive?
Yelling at the slug, and he's
Come
yelling...
On.
And at one point, he grabs
some
the slug,
backbone.
And he throws the slug across the bar...
Yeah.
And the slug goes flying across the room, hits one of the rafters, and comes splocking down in the hut's, in Pudge of the Hut's cup.
Oh, he didn't.
Why did you do that?
The guy's storming out. He's basically...
I'm going to stop him.
You're going to stop him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he owes you a drink, too.
I think he owes you... I'm going to say to him, I think you owe me.
Okay, give me a...
Are we all together?
Coordination now? Roll to see if you can beat
we're
him
all
at the
right?
Yeah, you're all together.
Because this is a sports
ball. As, you know...
Against two purple?
Against, two purple.
Yes.
One success and a triumph. Or not triumph.
Advantage. You easily stop him before he gets the door. You guys see the hut? He kind of wiggles.
Yeah,
he wiggles
his tail. As he does this, I'm not looking, but I'm just leaning back in my chair. I think you owe him a drink.
And it's funny because once the hut poured out his drink, the slug is now moving kind of quicker. Okay.
Why would you do that?
I'm sorry, but that slug's been losing me money all week. I raised that slug from a little sluglet, and it won't give me any money.
I'll buy it from you for 20.
You can keep the damn thing. I hope a Gundark eats it.
Mm. I'm keeping that slug. I'm going to train him to be the best slug racer ever.
Give me a coordination roll to see if you can catch it, because it is, now that it's drink your alcohol, it is moving.
Do I get
all it needs to be is
against two purple?
Against one purple.
Do I get a bonus since I know how a slug would move?
I will give you a bonus for that. One slug to another.
Slug to slug. Oh yeah. You got sluggy on it.
Two advantages one success and two advantages. Yeah.
Okay. So you managed to catch it in your drink after you just poured it out of your drink.
Okay.
And the slug is kinda trying to clean up your cup in the escape, but it's not.
You are mine.
And the funny thing is, it's a black slug with red veins.
Always bet on red.
Always bet on red.
I will train you. You will be red slug.
Okay. So, just as you guys...
Little Pudge! That's his name.
Little Pudge.
Little Pudge.
Okay, so, are you going to go ahead and get the maroon since you have the money?
Yes, 200 credits went to the room.
Okay.
And then I gave you money.
So he basically comes and lets you guys know that he got your room.
And I gave him money each.
Oh, how much did
you give him? I gave everybody 50 credits each, and he got more because he's...
I made an early investment.
He had seed money.
Just so you know, I'm naming him...
We're on a station. We need some spending.
I'm naming him Pudgy.
Pudgy the Hut?
Pudgy.
I mean,
Pudgy the Hut Slug?
I assume there'll
Pudgy
be more when that guy comes.
Pudgy the Hut Slug.
Okay, so you guys, as you're heading to your room, you get set up in your room.
See, you're not the only one with a pet.
Wait, okay. Don't eat stuff out of the mini bar because it's super expensive.
Archie's not a pet.
Well, Pudgy
like, don't listen
Pudgy
to Archie.
Pudgy the Slug Hut is a pet, and he will be our mascot.
Until you put Pudgy the Slug Hut on our.
Do we need to get a terrarium or something for him?
He's never raised a slug of his own before. In my pouch.
I am a single parent raising a slug.
All he has to do is.
I don't know what to do.
Google the Karen feeding of a slug.
How do you Karen feed a slug?
Well, we can get. Let's get a shoebox.
You
box
can.
From
you
that.
Can put it in the shower, in the refresher, in the room,
yeah.
And it'll eat the mildew growing in the shower.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Excellent.
You will be strong.
Hey, they've actually done that in chemical-free houses. Use slugs to clean bathrooms.
You will be strong.
Oh, how repulsive.
Yes. Okay, so just as you guys are getting set up in the room, your data pad goes off. You get the message
beep,
to
beep,
me.
Beep, beep, beep.
You've got mail.
And basically it gives you the location to go for the casino to do your meet and greet.
Cool. To the casino.
Goodbye, Pudgy.
Steel Heights.
Goodbye, Pudgy the Hut Slug. Slug Hut.
Little
okay.
Pudgy.
Now are you leaving your astromech droid behind?
Pudgy the Hut Slug.
No.
You're bringing your astromech?
Archie's coming.
Okay.
Wait, if you
wait,
have to bring
wait,
Archie.
Wait, back to the inn. Did we hear any
the hotel?
Juicy... No, no.
Oh,
we
back
were at
to the...
Yeah,
yeah,
but
they were
waiting. We asked you that and we didn't
Not
hear...
really. It's people were busy gambling and watching races. And you guys
so didn't
hear...
nothing.
Now... As a smuggler pilot, did any of the races coming up pique your interest?
Not especially.
As a pilot, you do know races are a great way to get a reputation.
Prolific, but I don't know enough about my ship yet.
Okay.
And I have to make sure
the only racer
worked and
the only racer that's
here
is Pudgy the Hut Slug. He shall be the finest. There shall be tails.
It's like an also tail.
He's like this big,
can,
right?
You know.
He's a little slug, yeah.
To you know, work as a smuggler. If
okay.
He reminds me when I was a slug.
Aww.
Okay. I mean, I was bigger and more majestic and smarter, but still.
Okay, so you guys head to the hotel that you were sent at the time you're asked.
Wouldn't this be like me having a tiny little chest? Wouldn't that be weird?
It would be.
And we shall call him Mini Pudge.
Okay, yes. So we're off to the casino.
Okay, so at the casino level, of course, no big weapons, that's yada fine. Yada. As you get to the hotel's entrance, the casino part, the doorman there actually stops you and says, I'm sorry, ma'am, no droids allowed on the casino floor.
They count
That's
numbers.
Right. They count numbers.
They could cheat.
He can wait out here, right?
It's like, RG, do you mind?
You mean range?
Would you... RG. Or range. Do you have a place that he can...
The hotel?
Let's send him back to the hotel.
The hotel that we have?
It's like, or would you prefer to go back to the hotel?
You can send the droid across the station alone.
No, I mean, I'm asking him which he would prefer.
He would prefer the hotel.
Okay, I'll take him back to the hotel real quick and meet you guys.
We'll
back.
Wait here.
Tell him to take care of, but don't eat pudgy or whatever.
I'm like, are you kidding? I don't want anybody to take my droid.
Yeah, okay, so you drop the droid off at the hotel?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm like, gonna ask him, don't get in, you know.
If he jacks into the internet as soon as you get there.
Don't
hack.
Yeah, don't make any charges and don't break into anything, please.
Surfing all the droid porn.
It's not Ben.
It's basically a circuit board.
Your input device.
Oh, a quad processor.
What's it called? Meat sacks?
Yeah, meat sacks.
That's what we are. Meat sacks. Okay, so we go meet the dude. He comes back, we meet the dude.
So, the Rodian, welcome to meet you again, sentients. Please come over to this private Sabacc table. And there's a dealer there, and she starts dealing you guys in. But you notice at this table, it's a learning table.
Yeah.
Basically, she's teaching you guys Sabacc. She's basically explaining the 23 is a winning hand, a smuggler's run. She's giving all the...
I will give you another 10. You seem to make good investments.
Yeah, so while we're talking, though...
And all of a sudden, while you're there, the Rodian is at the end next to an empty seat as you see a human come walking up who has the cybernetic brain implant.
Oh, like
sort of like a Lobot. In Cloud City, the big wraparound cybernetic dealio. And he quietly sits down and he puts a poker chip looking chip on the table, but it seems to be a black chip with a little flaming circle and a black circle inside that.
What does that mean?
Would you like to do a underworld knowledge roll?
Yeah. That would just be my...
3 grand against
probably
a what?
Just your intel. It's going to be actually 3 purple.
Oh,
underworld is just...
I'm going to lose information.
3 purple?
It's
so
purple.
Hard.
Yep, it's actually not a common knowledge kind of thing.
I have no idea.
I have 2 successes and 2 threats.
I have no idea.
You said intel, right? That if we have a rank in that, we get a yellow.
No. Intel?
No.
Underworld knowledge. You probably don't have
a rank.
Well, you can still roll it, Carrie.
It's the first time I've left.
It's going to be whatever
your
intel is.
Okay, so what's your intel? Your intel is 3.
Intel
okay, so it's 3 with versus...
Well, I mean, I've only known him for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Okay,
you got
well,
1 success
okay.
And 2 threat.
2 threat? Okay.
So,
Gary and Xander, did you guys get any threat?
I did not roll.
I got 1 threat.
You got 1 threat. Oh, so you... Basically, you guys are obviously, those that got threat are obviously looking over at the table, and the guy's getting kind of standoffish that you guys are so freaking nosy at the moment.
Hey, it's a learning table.
It is. It's a learning table.
I did
and
not roll.
He slides it over to the Rodian, and the Rodian takes it and puts it in his vest pocket.
Does she have eyes?
So you did get,
I got 2 successes and 2 threats.
It's obviously for you the symbol of the Black Sun Syndicate. One of the notorious mobs.
3 that's on there,
yeah,
and I'm fighting over the...
Mm-hmm. As you see, his cybernetic implants' lights are blinking, so he's obviously web surfing or doing something there. And they start discussing, and the Rodian says, I would like to introduce you to my associates. They have the qualifications you referred to. We are here learning...
Breathing.
Sabacc. And the dealer, she's kind of, you know, ignoring you, and at one point... He basically pulls out a real poker chip, throws it to the dealer, and she thanks him, and she starts dealing cards out to you guys, really mechanically, like she's not trying not
no,
to
we're not
make
anything.
Eye contact with anyone. And the thing is, she's dealing cards, and then she's flipping them for you, and then she's taking the cards and then dealing more. So she's completely playing the game for you guys in front of you. So if anyone looks,
it looks
like
she's
dealing.
Teaching us.
And the human looks at you and says, I'm looking for my employer to hire a ship to carry cargo.
What kind of cargo?
The kind that only certain folks are qualified to carry. It will be taken to Nar Shaddaa, the smuggling moon. You guys know it well. It's pretty commonplace. It's right, the smuggling moon right above the Hutt's homeworld, or at least their newest homeworld. It's a notorious smuggler location.
If we're smuggling, I believe we have to know what. Should we avoid? Should we not?
He then reaches into a pocket, pulls out a plastic sheet, taps it. He will be carrying exactly, and he basically gives you just about 3/4 of your cargo hold worth of cargo units of the following items. And it basically, it's a commercial for 2 different types of weapons. The Kelevrek Consolidated Arms KD-30 Dissuader Pistols. Basically, it's pistols that shoot acid rounds that melt through armor.
Ooh.
And a Kelevrek version of basically what's known through the galaxy as the Weequay Blaster Lancers. It's this really long-range sniper rifle that's got a small blade on it. It's basically a great sniper rifle. It's used for extreme ranges. You will be delivering, and he basically gives you the unit number of, you know, units to a drop-off location that you will be informed of once you get into orbit around the smuggler's moon.
And what would the, what's the rate, or what's the price for such transport?
Who is to negotiate for you?
Oh, well, that does depend.
The Hutt.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a negotiate.
Which is cunning.
Yep. Well, it should be an actual skill. Do you have
any
skills?
Negotiation
in it?
Is presence.
Okay. Against what?
And it's going to be against his red and 2 purple.
So we should probably.
Whoa!
You guys
Gary
mind?
Beat me to it.
You guys
go
mind?
Go for it.
No, go for it. Because
if you weren't, I was gonna.
But he needs one.
It's adorable.
Come on.
Are you liking this song?
Oh. That's because he is a baby. Very adorable. Come on.
Low for luck.
Your breath sucks.
Oh, dear. Yes, just like your roll. Yeah.
So what did you end up with?
A failure.
So a wash or a failure?
A failure.
Just
a failure?
No threats, just a failure.
So, your negotiation is going well. You're thinking you're the Hutt negotiation shit.
I am.
And after you guys come to an agreement on the dollar amount, which I'll give you in just a moment. For those out of character, by the way, you unfortunately were getting paid less than you should be, but, you know, it happens.
Well, that was a very hard, difficult.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
got a computer brain. At the same time as he's talking to you, he's emailing other ships to see how much they'll charge. So he's using that as negotiation push of, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, require this or that, so.
But of course, those ships probably don't, most likely don't offer the sort of protection that only Sylvian Industries Incorporated bad name company provides.
Because you're being cheeky. So you're getting cheeky smile. Okay, and on the plus side, you know it's a easy shot to the smuggler moon, by the way.
Yeah,
as our pilot with
astronaut navigation.
You know this is a quick hop, skip, and a jump. It's less than 4 hours in hyperspace and you're there.
Jeez,
Yeah.
So whatever you're going to get, what's the price?
Sorry, I should probably give you that price.
You should.
I should.
I want the monies. I want to know how much money we each get. How much money goes to the ship? How many noodles I can buy?
It's all about the noodles.
All about them noodles. About them noodles.
No starvation.
No shrimps.
No chibis?
Pajada. And then it's da hut. So it's like
Pajada.
Da hut.
Not fair.
But my friends call me.
Okay, so just one failure. That's not bad. You're only negative 5% on your cargo.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So, time for some quick math.
This is our first paid job, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, it feels so good.
It's more about establishing our smuggling resume.
Stealing.
our smuggling resume.
So, 100. That's all right.
Drawing
see?
The hut, yeah. But also,
no, that's you perfect.
Your picture came out awesome.
I like it.
Chibita hut.
Chibita hut.
Chibita hut.
You're doing really well at the Chiba drawing, Kel.
Now you're going to do RG next.
Yeah!
Mean rake?
Yeah. It's all in how you interpret it.
I don't know. It might be a little too angry. I'll try.
And then Pudgy, the baby, the hut slug. Pudgy, the hut slug.
He's our team mascot, right?
Yes. Now is. Say he's not, you're wrong. He is.
When you color okay. These, if you can't have a silver, do a light gray. Like, a, you know what I'm talking about, Cal. Mm-hmm.
Don't give the artist art advice.
Why not?
Because that's how you consult with the artist.
It's input. Usually, artist likes input.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And you're a blue Twi'lek. Yes, I'm blue.
You know, some huts have beards.
What?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't think that.
I knew Putz had some.
They can get
it's
weird.
It's a recessive gene.
Weird hair thing, since usually seems like a growth.
It's a recessive gene.
It's not.
Are you gonna give your hut a beard?
No, those people are weird in outcasts. We don't like.
Yeah, you know.
Like
yeah, right. You like me.
What's the normal difficulty for two weapons at once? Two.
Normally, it's depending on your range. If it's short range, it would be two purple.
Okay.
If it was medium range, it would be three purple.
We don't like people that are very different.
Because usually using two weapons adds an extra purple to your normal dice.
Okay, so plus one purple for...
Paired. Because the extra amount of difficulty.
Okay, got it.
I like my
medium?
Character.
Yeah. Okay. You can actually, if you want, copy it down. Da-da-da. It's about midway on the
first
side.
Speaking of weapons, though, I still don't know what the skill damage and range are for my... OK-98 pistol and the TR-5 blaster carbine intimidator.
Which side is it on?
It's go to the other side. Right there. Perfect spot. Right where your finger is.
Short, medium, long, but where's the pair? Oh, the pair just adds a purple.
Yeah. Whether it's swords or
yeah,
that,
it
just adds one.
Okay.
I believe your weapons were taken.
Yeah, I got that. Mine has the minus one.
Yeah, because I gotta admit, for gunslingers, that is a cool class feature. I
yeah.
believe this is where your weapons are located.
I have to buy a lot.
Yeah, I got that pair of things, so I'm good.
Apparently, I've become the negotiator.
Yeah, I'm expecting you to get either the trade class, which helps make negotiations really good for you, like you get an extra 20%. You know.
Please fill out your book.
How do I get that class?
Basically, you would spend 30 experience to get access to the trading class tree. And then a whole bunch of things would become skill classes for you, which would be really cheap to buy. And you could be the trader on the ship as well. You're like, I know where we're going, and they need daisies, because daisies are a delicacy over there, eaten by people, not as flowers. And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and rpgpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Scion Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.
So we're going to buy a shipload of daisies there. I'm going to have to actually find, there's a podcast I used to listen to a long, long time ago of a story basically space trader. This guy was a crew member on a trading ship, and crew members had a certain amount of cargo space you could use. He basically made a trade empire by buying stuff on one planet, cargoing it, and selling it as on his own on the side. Slowly building his trading empire, working for a trading ship.
What is this?
I will have to get the podcast name for you. It's a good podcast.
Flying.
Because it was an actual book series that the writer put on podcast.
What are we writing? Okay. Something.
So different. I'm doing math.
Okay.
There are calculators for that.
There are. So you lost 5%.